Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Candle Shore Podcast. This is show number 24. The title of today's show is, Who's to Blame? I want to talk about a scenario that happened to a friend of mine, a buddy of mine, who lives in the Midwest, and I'm sure a lot of you have read about this in your various newspapers throughout the country. He has a 15-year-old son, goes to a public school. I'm not sure if it's public or private, actually. I guess it doesn't really matter. That must be public. Anyway, and he recently bought his son a video game, and it's against the school's policy for any students to be using video games on the campus. And apparently at lunchtime, the student, his son, started playing the game. Well, when he was approached by, I don't know, the school officials who demanded that he stop playing it and to give it to them, to the school officials, he flatly refused to do so. As a result, he was arrested. I guess they have policemen on the campus. And he was arrested and booked. And then they called his parents. And, of course, my friend is absolutely outraged that they would arrest his son over what he would consider to be an infraction, you know, over a video game. That's his contention, and he and his mother, I mean, my friend's wife and he are both outraged at the school's, what they consider to be an overreaction to their son. So that's the scenario, and again, I want you to know that I'm sure you've heard of these sort of things in various papers throughout the country. Anyway, it's interesting to me because when I spoke to them about it, the one thing I reminded them is what I find even more outrageous than them booking their son is the fact that their son refused to give the video game to the authorities. He knew he was wrong. It's very clear, they make it very clear to the students and to the parents that the students are not to have any video games on campus. And I'm absolutely amazed that this boy would have the audacity, the arrogance to say no to a policeman. And, you know, it's amazing to me that these people, his parents, aren't outraged at that. The fact that they are more concerned about the result of his reaction rather than what he did to cause it is scary. And I think it is commonplace, certainly in the California, Southern California area, parents get so overwhelmed with the results, and it seems to me that this would be a good lesson for them to tell him, you know, they should be more outraged that he actually refused a direct order from an officer. What would happen if he was in a car and policeman said, you need to stop the car and get out? What is he going to do, say no? And if he were to say no, what would be the results then? So they already have a problem, and the problem is, I think, the parents. That's number one. The second thing is I'm sure they're going to go after the school for being outrageous in its response. Now, let me make it very clear here. I don't know if I agree that arresting a 15-year-old over a video game is appropriate. What I do know is if that's a school rule, it should be followed. I do agree that if they want to confiscate the device, they have the right to do so. And I definitely agree that the student has no right to say no. And the fact that he did, again, is more of an offense to me. And I hope to you as well. Where does it all begin, really? You see, I believe that the parents are already teaching their children to be liars. I think these people that I'm referring to have already taught their sons and daughters to be liars, and I'll tell you why. And to be defiant of the law, and to be not upstanding citizens. And that is because these parents have lied to the school district about where they live. They want their children to go to a better school district than is available in the area in which they live. So they have got a friend to agree to say that their children live at an address which does allow them to go to the preferred school district. The kids know this. And while the parents think they're doing the best thing for their children, I'm telling you here that the children see it as, oh, if it's in my benefit, if it's for my benefit, it's okay to lie. It's okay to beat the system. It's okay to rebel against authority. This is where the students get it. This is where children get it from their parents. And I don't think the parents realize that they themselves are, in most cases, the catalyst for this disruptive, disobedient behavior. How can you say to your child or anyone, when it's okay to lie to get into a school district and to perpetrate a lie because that will benefit you in the end? Even though it's against the law, even though we're breaking the rules, even though, in effect, we're nothing but a bunch of liars, when you yourself are faced with something in school, I expect you to do the right thing. Don't lie. Don't be rebellious. And don't be defiant. Can you imagine? That's very confusing for children. And I think parents expect way too much from their children. And I think they accept way too little from themselves. So you need to think about that. And this is why the title of this show is Who's to Blame? I blame it all at the beginning. And I'm not, those are those of you who say, look, we can't control our kids all the time, and I'm not suggesting that you can. But I am saying that the blame starts with the parents. Because if you look at your action in the beginning, little things, think about what you ask your children to do or what you yourself do in front of your children. If you're objective about your own actions, I think you'll see a pattern that starts to form. And you can't wait until a child is 15, 16 and say, okay, now I know you've seen me do something, but disregard that. Do something different. Make it better. That's the problem with this boy. They've taught him to be a liar. They've taught him to defy authority and to manipulate the system. And I believe, so if he's sneaking around trying to do this video game when he knows it's not supposed to, part of the problem is his parents. And instead of being angry at him for taking it to school, the device to school, instead of being outraged that he would actually say no to the principal and a peace officer, they're going to be outraged that he actually got booked and arrested. I hope that he got scared to death. Probably not, but I would like to think that maybe this will make him think twice. But if the parents don't change their actions, I don't see how they can expect their son to change his. Frankly, I hope it comes out that they've been lying about the school districts also. I mean, you got to clean up the slate. You got to clean up the plate that you're on. You can't keep doing this. So who's to blame? You should ask yourself that question in your life as well. When things go a different way than you expected, or if you have children and your kids are exhibiting bad behavior, look at your own behavior first. Clean it up before you expect your children to clean theirs up. And then I think you'll be much more satisfied with the results. That's it for this week. Something short, simple. I was talking to a friend of mine, and I guess they're really close friends, but let's call them acquaintances. And this came up, and I thought I'd share this and pass it along to you and give you my opinion. So, who's to blame? The answer, I think we should all start with ourselves. Okay? Let's see, what can I... Oh, okay, that's it. Well, I hope you enjoyed this edition of the Candle Shore Podcast. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, you can at feeds.feedburner.com/Candle Shore. For all things Candle Shore, go to www.candleshore.com. Hope you'll send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. musicman@candleshore.com. Remember to make a joyful noise this week, and I'll see you back here again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.